time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Pack Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to face the defending national champion Augustana Vikings in the semifinals of NCAA Division II Central Region. Bearcats come into this regional the number one seed, while Augustana is the number five seed. The Bearcats at 30-1. Augustana comes into this game with a 24-8 record. These two teams have met once before back early in the season, with Northwest defeating Augustana here at Bearcat Arena 82-71. The end of the finals has been set. Southwest Minnesota State came back to defeat East Central in the semifinals prior to this, 74-70, the final score there. So Southwest Minnesota State will get the winner of this Northwest Augustana game in the championship contest Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Mark Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Kayla Morgan. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned carts, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament, Northwest Missouri State facing Augustana. Augustana coming off a win yesterday over Arkansas Monticello, winning 76-69. Meanwhile, the Bearcats advanced to the semifinals with a thrilling overtime win over Upper Iowa, 79-74. Matt Trenton, this Bearcat team has a ways to go to equal excitement from last night's win.
Oh, man, that was quite the game. Won it once again, a packed house last night. The Bearcats get up by double digits. Upper Iowa, hats off to them. They were not going to let the Bearcats run away with that one. Clawed back, even took a lead there in the second half at Northwest. Takes that one to overtime, pulls that one out. Justin Pitch really came back alive in overtime after it a little bit stale throughout the second half. And so, you know what? We've heard coaches say before that first one in a tournament like this is the hardest one to get through because now you can relax a little bit. You're fully into it, but you can't relax too much with the defending national champs on the other side tonight.
Even though Augustana is a non-conference opponent coming out of the Northern Sun, these two teams have built up a little bit of rivalry through the last couple of years.
Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun to see these Augustana players, whether it's here in Maryville, whether it's up in Sioux Falls. Four meetings in the last three seasons, and the Bearcats and Vikings each 2-2 apiece. One of those in the second round of the NCAA tournament back in 2015, Northwest won. Last year in the Sweet 16, Augustana got a win in Sioux Falls to move on to the Elite Eight. The Bearcats hoping to do the same thing to the Vikings tonight, but heck, they got them once already this year. Tough to beat a team twice in one season.
And it's Northwest and Augustana. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before tonight's semifinal round game of the Central Regional Tournament. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk about tonight's matchup with Augustana, let's go back to last night. An exciting finish, an overtime win against Upper Iowa.
Yeah, it was a fun game, I think, for everybody except for the head coach. I thought Upper Iowa played excellent. I thought our kids competed. I didn't think we played very well, but I did think we competed at a high level. We're going to have to play well and compete tonight. And I think getting those first game jitters out of the way where you have that big of a crowd, I think we got distracted somewhat by it. I think we were so amped for that whole week. You know, you just sit there and you stew on the national tournament and you're stressed and whatnot. And I think our kids just need to relax. And hopefully tonight we can try to do that and come out here with a win.
I thought one of the big keys, though, you were able to step up and make the plays when you needed to make them last night.
Yeah, we were. We were competing. We didn't let the fact that we were playing absolutely atrocious affect our competition or competitive level, and that's key because there's games and tournaments, and this is why basketball and March Madness is the way it is, you know, you can have off nights, and we had an off night last night, and fortunately we competed and stayed positive, stayed with it, and kind of grinded our way out to a win.
Like Upper Iowa tonight, you've got Augustana, team that you defeated earlier this year at the game played right here at Bearcat Arena. Talk about Augustana and how they might be a little bit different from the first meeting.
They probably know each other a little bit more. I mean, I don't know. They're running the same stuff. They kept it pretty simple. And I don't know. They're similar. I think they're not quite as improved as Upper Iowa was. I thought Upper Iowa was drastically improved. And I don't know on Augustana. We'll find out. I think the thing with Upper Iowa, too, is they completely changed what they were doing in 2 weeks. So they had 2 weeks to prepare, knowing that if they were going to make the tournament, they were going to play us. Changed a lot of stuff and then came into the game and ran it effectively and made it difficult on us. So tonight they have one day to prepare. They didn't change anything. We know what they're going to do and they know what we're going to do. And we'll see who wins.
What's some of the big keys to the matchup tonight?
Back in transition, nothing easy. Defensive rebounding and then keeping from getting uphill. And we'll hopefully do that tonight.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We're back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandVilleHope.org.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Again, it's another packed house as Northwest Missouri State getting ready to face Augustana in the semifinals of the NCAA Division II Central Region. Winner of this will get Southwest Minnesota State Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, right back here at Bearcat Arena. Starting on up for Northwest Missouri State, much like it's been all season long, Justin Pitts at the point guard spot, a 5'9 junior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 21 points and 3 rebounds a game. Coming off a 33-point performance with 3 assists against Upper Iowa last night. He scored 24 points and 6 assists in the first meeting back in November. The other guard, Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had a 12-point performance in the first meeting with Augustana, had 16 last night against Upper Iowa. The noise here in the background, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team retaking the floor, going through some final warm-ups before the 7:30 tip-off. Also tonight, Chris Ebrandel at a forward position, a 6'6 junior out of Norway, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. The other forward is Zach Snyder, a 6'7 senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging just under 10 points and 2 rebounds the contest. He had 9 points against Augustana in the first meeting. Inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior of Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds a game. Last night against Upper Iowa, he pulled down 5 rebounds and had 2 block shots in helping Northwest to the victory. For Augustana, it's a 3-guard, 2-forward lineup. And one of the guard spots, John Warren, a 6'5 sophomore out of Hopkins, Minnesota, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Adam Beyer, a guard, a 6'6 senior out of the pair of Wisconsin. He had 11 points and 6 rebounds against Northwest in the first meeting, averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds on the season. And the guy who makes this offense go, Jordan Spencer, a 6'2 junior out of Milton Keynes, England. He's averaging 16 points and 4 rebounds a game. And the first meeting, he had 24 points and 4 assists to go along with 5 turnovers. Last night against Arkansas Monticello, he led his team with 15 points. He also had 8 assists, but did commit 6 turnovers in that game. He is currently the career active leader in Division II in assists with 685, fourth in D2 in assists per game at 7.5 per contest. Ford Zach Huskin, a 6'9 senior from Chandler, Minnesota. He's been a player that's been instrumental in this team throughout his career, but moving into the starting lineup this season, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. He had 10 points and 12 boards against Arkansas Monticello last night. And over the last 6 games, he's been averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's had 6 straight strong performances for Augustana and their head coach, Tom Billard. And the other forward in this lineup is Mike Brusak. Brusak, a 6'5 senior. He is coming in with 16 points and 7 rebounds per game. A transfer to Augustana out of Minnesota State, Mankato. He had 21 points in last night's game and 12 points against Northwest to go along with 8 rebounds in the first meeting. He is an All-Northern Sun second-team member. Jordan Spencer, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, their point guard. He's an All-Northern Sun first-team member as well, and he is the Northern Sun Freshman of the Year back in the 14-15 season. And that year, Northwest Justin Pitts also was the Freshman of the Year for the Bearcats. So those two guys have gone at each other for a number of years now, all in the postseason except for a couple of games earlier this year here in Maryville, and then last year early in the season with that trip to Sioux Falls for a non-conference matchup again early in the season there. Again, here it is, Northwest and Augustana. Well, we've got to get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with the buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken, and sides for tailgating. And from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph. Offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is available at stjoeharleydavidson.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or at MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 562-0300.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, and Augustana. The starting lineup is being introduced in front of a packed house for the semifinal round game between the Bearcats and Vikings. The winner of this will get Southwest Minnesota State Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here at Bearcat Arena in the championship game of the Central Region. I'm Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer for this evening's game is Kayla Morgan. Matt Trenton, great atmosphere once again tonight here at Bearcat Arena.
Fantastic once again. Standing room only left, and You kind of hear it as the starting lineups are coming out. These fans fired up once again. The Bearcats come out, hit a few shots. You know they're going to be rocking and rolling, but I feel like maybe there's a little bit of cautious optimism after last night, seeing the Upper Iowa come back, force overtime in that ballgame. A few nerves coming into this ballgame, maybe a few more after last night's close contest.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The officials for tonight's game, Ed Crenshaw, along with James Durham and Brian Anslinger. The tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest as the Bearcats go from our left to our right. Brett Doherty was able to tip it up and away from Zach Huskin. Bearcats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green for the Augustana team. Their dark navy blue uniforms with the white trim down the lane right side and down. Misses the shot, rebound inside, controlled by Mike Brusak. And here comes Augustana pushing the floor down, ball down the floor, and a three on the right side is good by Jordan Spencer. Spencer with his 180th three of the season, and it's a 3-0 Viking lead over the Bearcats. Pitch to the top of the key. Looks left side. Anthony Woods trying to get a screen out front by Doherty. Now in the pick and roll, Doherty down the lane, left, banks it, and hits it. A collision inside, still able to get it. Oh, and it's a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State down by one.
Nearly an and-one opportunity there for Doherty, taking the contact from Mike Busack, but good to see him knock down his first shot of the day.
3-2, Northwest Missouri State trails Augustana. Spencer right side dribbles and goes out front, finds Husak, a 60-foot jumper at front, misses, and a long rebound at the elbow left side, Anthony Woods for Northwest. He'll bring it into the front court, down the right sideline to the right corner, out front right side for Doherty. Huskin gives him some room. Doherty out front, finds Woods, cross court, left side for Pitts. Trying to get a screen by Snyder, back right for Woods, through the lane, bump, hits and misses the shot, he'll get called for the charge as well. Sliding over on that play was Zach Huskin as forces the charge in. Anthony Woods will pick up his first foul. A 3-2 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana. In the first meeting earlier this season, Northwest led at halftime 45-21. They're outscored in the second half 50-37, but they did build up a big enough lead in which they won that matchup. And here at Bearcat Arena, final score in that game, 82-71. Spencer out top of the key, takes a jumper inside the arc. This time rims out, and the rebound to Northwest and Chris and down. 1-point deficit for the Bearcats. Pitch to the top of the key. Out front right for Snyder. Thought about the three. Goes low right for Doherty. Trying to post up with Huskin. Dribbles underneath the bucket off the left side. Fades. Takes the jumper. Hits the front of the rim and drops in. Doherty. Off to a good start. He's got 4 points. Northwest with the 1-point lead. 4-3 through the lane. And driving his buyer, bounces it right for Huskin. He misses the shot, rebound, tip baseline out of bounds. It launched Northwest off Huskin.
Really thought once Huskin got Brett Doherty flying through the air, that was going to be an easy layup for him. But Chris Endow stepped in there to alter that shot, and ultimately the Bearcats get the ball back.
4-3, Northwest Missouri State with their first lead of this game. Pitts walks it across midcourt right side. Trying to clear out some room. He's over on the right side. Goes cross court left for Woods. Out of the left wing, Endow drives, and up for the shot, banks it on the left side. Endow with the drive to the bucket, is able to get past Adam Beyer and knocks it down. A 3-point Bearcat lead, 6-3. Down the other way, Beyer drives, he misses the shot, rebound Endow for Northwest. Gives it up to Pitts. Here's some words from Coach Ben McCollum. Now we'll dribble between the jump ball circle over to the left side. Trying to clear out points for Woods to go over on the right side and passes it to Woods near the scorer's table. Right wing pass for Endow out between the circle, Snyder. He's guarded by Brusak on the right side for Endow. Dribbles down the lane right. Now brings it out front, Doherty. Left side for Woods. A long three by Woods off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled away by Brusak for Augustana. Out of the left goes for Warren. Into the left corner, Spencer. Picked up by Woods. Lobs it out front, left side for Warren. Warren, a 6'5 sophomore, playing the guard spot. Down the lane, left, strip loose from behind by Fitz, picked up by Doherty in the left corner. That's in front, 6'3. Fitz pushes it across midcourt, dribbles to the top of the key. Now drives, lobs it left corner, four and out, goes up with a three. Off the front of the rim, rebound for Spencer and Augustana. In Northwest with a 3-point lead. Out front. Pass to Busack, takes the jumper, and got it between the circles. Hits the three, and Northwest Missouri State and Augustana tied up at six. To the top of the key, Pitts down the lane, right side, a runner high off the glass and good. Justin with his first bucket of the game. Had 33 last night in the overtime win over Upper Iowa. Cats by two. Spencer calls out the play. Met by Woods out front right side. Goes low right. Cusack guarded by Endow. Dribbles into the lane. Little left-handed shot won't go. Rebound Endow. He's doing a great job on the defensive boards early in this game. A two-point Bearcat lead. 15:43 left in the first half. Pitts out front. Expires the dribble. Five snout on the right wing. Back to Pitts between the circles. Left side Woods. Dribbles out front, a little bump, and this time we've got a block foul coming up on Spencer and Augustana. Spencer picks up his first, team's first break in the action. 15:33 left in the half. It's Northwest Missouri State 8, Augustana 6. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Following the timeout, the Bearcats will have it. They're up 8-6. Out front, Devontae Mosby, who checked into the ballgame, finds Pitts. Now back to Mosby in the lane. Finds coming to the bucket right side. Light, wide open was Anthony Woods. Got behind the defense and has the layup and a four-point Bearcat lead.
Devontae Mosby, such a good rebounder, such a good job on the defensive end. But again, something we don't talk about all the time, good court vision. Always find an open guy's cutting like Anthony that time.
Spencer to the top of the key. Takes a jumper at the free throw line. Rolls in. Jordan Spencer with 5 points. 5 of 8 Viking points. Northwest Missouri State by 2. 10-8. Pitts out front between the circles. Looks out and finds Mosby. Back to Pitts. Gets a screen by Mosby. Left wing pass for Woods. Woods finds Snyder. Left side with the three. Battles around there now. Rebound Mosby. Will kick it back out right side for Endow. Inspires his dribble. Finds Woods off the right wing. Northwest up by 2. Woods between the circles. Spencer gives him some room out front. Goes right wing, hits a pass left corner for Snyder. Another 3 on the way. This one, nothing but net. 13-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 14 minutes left in the first half.
Chase opened up a 5-point lead there because you get the offensive rebound, keep that possession alive.
Spencer out front, gets a screen left by Warren. Now Pitts fitting up from Warren, and now a long jumper out front, blocked away by Pitts. Ball saved underneath the bucket, controlled by Northwest. So Spencer takes the long three. Pitts got a hand on the ball. Comes up short, and the Cats will get it. Pitts down the lane, left side, and runner on the way. Good. 15-8, Northwest Missouri State in front.
And that all starts with the defense getting a partial block on that other end with Justin Pitts. Devontae Mosby dove to save the ball from going out of bounds, and it led to that transition bucket.
On the right side, ball knocked loose by Spencer's hands by Woods, and Cats get the steal. Anthony Woods with his 19th steal of the season, 15-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts takes a look back at the Bearcat bench. Dribbles right side to the right wing, sets up, wants the three. No, and a whistle and a foul. This looks to be underneath the bucket, away from the ball as they were fighting for the rebound. And Mike Rusak will pick up the foul. That'll be his first.
you know, Northwest talks so much about culture and what they bring to the table here, and Coach Ben McCollum always preaches defense. It's fun to see the crowd get into it and come to their feet after a couple really good defensive plays, kind of inspiring this crowd early on.
Ryan Welch into the ballgame for Woods, inbounds left corner for Endow. He'll drive the lane, up for the shot inside. Good. Chris Endow with 4 points, 17-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. To the right wing, Byer pulls up, inside guard, takes the jumper from 15, won't go, rebound, tip, controlled by Northwest. Mosby will corral it and give it up to Pitts, and Pitts will walk it across midcourt. Dribbles between the circles. A 17-8, Northwest Missouri State lead over Augustana. Snyder now to Pitts out front. Okay, the man-to-man defense out of a double team. Pitts goes right side. Snyder, long three. Bump as he goes up with a shot. No call. Rebound. Tip running for the rebound. And we've got a reach over foul play coming up on Northwest. And let's see.
They're going to get Augustana on this one. Ryan Welty, you said he kind of got in there and had a little bump from behind as he's going to for that offensive rebound. But instead, this foul's going to come up on Marcus Asmus.
Asmuth, who just came into the ballgame, picks up his first foul. That's the third team foul for the Vikings. Northwest has been whistled for one. Inbound into the left corner, gets it to Endow. Dribbles out to the left wing. Spires the dribble out near the timeline for Snyder. Right side Pitts. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Chased by Warren. Looks into the left corner for Endow. Drives the baseline. Reverse left. Right side. Banks it in. 19-8 Northwest in front. Vikings push it down the floor to the right side. Byer, that's it back on defense. Retuck, out top for Warren, and a timeout. Augustana and the Bearcat fans on their feet. 19-8, Northwest in front of Augustana. 12-13 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
19-8, Northwest Missouri State lead over Augustana. 12-13 left in this first half. We're Matt Trent, and I'm Sean Coffey. Matt, a great start to this game for Northwest.
A great start. You've seen a lot of hustle plays coming down with a lot of rebounds, diving for loose balls. The Bearcats getting after it defensively. It's translating into good offense as well. And we talked throughout the year and last night as well that Chrissy Buendow has kind of hit a bit of an offensive slump, not always been on late in the season offensively, but he came out very aggressive tonight, already 6 points attacking the hoop. A great reverse layup there to get the timeout from Augustana. And as this Bearcat crowd tends to get more and more into it, they're smelling blood already. You saw Northwest blow a double-digit lead multiple times last night. I feel like the foot's going to be on the gas the entire time this evening.
Not only Endow with 6 points, Matt, but he also has three defensive rebounds.
He's doing a good job post-defense, and if you can limit the Augustana possessions, then much better chance of coming down and expanding this lead.
19-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Spitzer into the front court, guarded by Endow out front. Dribbles between the circles. Spires his dribble, looks left side, gets it to Byer, who's guarded by Welty. Dribbles down the lane, left side, three on the shot clock, and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Northwest, Ryan Welty.
Well, we thought a couple trips before that maybe Ryan had one going for an offensive rebound and didn't get the foul called. Bearcats lucked out as it went against Augustana. Not quite as lucky this time playing that man-to-man defense.
19-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound, right side, comes to Asmus, tries to go up with a shot at collision with Mosby, and this foul will go on Northwest. Then Devontae Mosby, that'll be his first. Marcus Asmus, a 6'7 junior out of Colorado, Westminster, Colorado. Fouled as he tried to go up with that after the inbound. Now the inbound comes to Spencer. Dribbles out front right side. To Byer at the free throw line. Right side Spencer. Fires the dribble. Finds Byer right wing. Drives on Welty to the right baseline. To try to work on the true freshman. Byer dribbles out front. And Bearcat fans rewarding the Bearcat defense right at the moment. Byer continues to dribble, goes high post right side for Asmus. Back to Byer, free throw line right jump shot, battles out, and rebound in the lane. Snyder clears it away for Northwest.
Look at Zach Snyder battling for the rebounds there with about three blue jerseys around him. Finds a way to pull that one down.
19-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. 11-15, left, right side, Snyder, three on the way, got it. So that went in over Busak, and Snyder caught early on. 22-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Spencer dribbles to the right wing. Out front, Asmus. Cross court, left side on the wing for Beyer. One dribble. Goes low left side. With it is Busak trying to post up, and a foul. Snyder gets called for the foul, and this will be Zach's first foul. 13 foul on the Bearcats. Both have been whistled for three team fouls. Mosby and goes to the sideline. Welty to the sideline. Woods and Doherty back into the ballgame for Northwest.
This tight Northwest man-to-man defense making it hard on the Vikings early. Augustana just 3 of 11 shooting here early on.
Spencer will inbound into the left corner. Gets it to Stephen Schaefer. Checked in during that stoppage of play. Now to John Warren out front left in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane right side. The runner with the left hand. No, and the rebound Doherty for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right as Pitts will take it across midcourt. Dribbles to the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Find Snyder to the left side and the left corner and out. Back to Snyder out front left. Cross court right side pass for Woods. Screen by Snyder. Pulls up at the free throw line left. Now to Endow. Back out front for Woods. Right side Snyder. Now to Pitts. 9 on the shot clock. 10-16 left in the half. Pitts dribbles to the right wing. Now down the lane right. A runner off the glass. No, and the rebound inside. Put away by Busak for Augustana. On the outlet goes to Warren. Cross court right side Spitzer. Quick pass into the right corner. 3 on the way. And good. Schaefer off the bench, hits his first bucket of the game, a three-pointer. It's a 22-11 Northwest Missouri State lead, just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Hits into the front court right side, goes to Woods, out front and down. Holds the ball, now finds it the elbow right side, Doherty. Now to Woods, drives the baseline right, slips, ball out front, hustling after the ball, it's stripped loose and controlled by Spencer. As he takes away from Endell on the fast break. Gets it to Asmus. Tries to go up with a shot. Knocked out of bounds. But we'll have a foul. And this one will come up on Northwest. And Brett Doherty, that'll be his first. 22-11. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats have led by as many as 14 in this first half. Marcus Asmus goes to the free throw line. A 69% shooter this season. And last night's win over Arkansas Monticello, Augustana went to the free throw line 5 times total for the game. First free throw for Asmus is good. It's the first free throw of the night for Augustana. And really for either team. Second free throw is up. Misses too hard, and the rebound Doherty for Northwest. 10-point Bearcat lead, 22-12. 9.5 minutes left in the first half. Pitch across midcourt. Bounce pass out front, right side Woods. Now between the circles, Doherty. Right side and down. Low right Woods. Spins on the baseline. Out front and down. Finds baseline left. Doherty tries to go up for the slam dunk. Won't go, but he's fouled and he'll get to the free throw line. This foul coming up on Marcus Asmus. That's his second foul. Gets Doherty to the line. Doherty, a 41% shooter this year at the charity stripe. Left-handed shooter. First one on the way. Good. Last night, free throws, kind of the bane of their existence against Upper Iowa, really struggled at the line, especially in the second half, but they were able to overcome that and pick up the overtime win over Upper Iowa.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities to pull away if the Bearcats could just knock down their free throws, and that one not able to, but hey, Brett Doherty, not a great free throw shooter on the year, but getting it done here early.
Hit the second free throw as well, 24-12. Northwest Missouri State up just over 9 minutes left in the first half. Spencer into the front court, looks on the left side for Schaefer. Out front between the circles, Huskin back in the ballgame. Now to Spencer, right wing. To the top of key, Busak along. Three over and down. Rims out, rebound to Doherty and Northwest. Gives it up to Pitts, who again looks over at Coach McCollum. Now we'll take it across the 10-second line. Dribbles to the top of the key, gets a screen by Doherty. Baseline right for Woods. Woods with a shot fake, kicks it back out top of the key. There's Pitts from three-point range. Rims around and out, fight for the rebound underneath. This should go on Augustana as Doherty was pushed underneath the bucket.
Yeah, Huskin going for that rebound and trying to make sure Brett didn't have any opportunity. O. Borden shoved him out of bounds. So the foul coming up as the 15th foul on Augustana.
24-12, Northwest in front. Inbound Doherty now to end out for the right corner. Doherty out right wing. Finds Pitts in front of the scorer's table off the right side. Pitts accelerates to the free throw line. Bucked from behind and a foul coming up on Augustana. And this will go on John Warren. That will be his first.
And we talked earlier just about how big Chris Vandal's been on the glass, as well as Devontae Mosby. Northwest out-rebounding Alex Stana 15-4 here in the first 12 minutes of this one.
Cats inbound in the right corner. Now up front, Doherty. That was a sixth team foul on Augustana. Pits down the lane, left baseline for Woods. Woods drives off the glass. Good. Ball hung on the rim momentarily, then fell down. Woods with 4 points, 26-12. Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front, right side, Spencer. Bearcat fans again coming to their feet. As the Bearcats on defense, Spencer dribbles right side into double team. Lobs it to Houston at the free throw line. Bounce pass, ball left side for Busek. Up for the shot. Whistle and a buck foul coming up on Northwest. And foul trying to force a charge instead will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. 16 foul on Northwest and another break in the action. 7:56 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 26. Augustana 12. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Tonight's game also underwritten by Northwest Audio and Visual, Twaddle Realty, Lost Optometry, and Lanes Network One. It's a 26-12 Northwest Missouri State lead over Augustana, 7:56 left in the first half. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kayla Morgan, this evening. Augustana will inbound baseline right, Stephen Schaefer to inbound. Looks to get it into the right corner. Spencer goes right back to Schaefer underneath the bucket with a shot fake. Now one pass too many. Tries to go in the lane. Ball loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds and will belong to Augustana. Trying to force a pass to Busek and it's knocked loose, but it goes off the Bearcat. So Augustana will inbound baseline right as Stephen Schaefer again will inbound.
Northwest really probably fortunate there. It looked like Indow was going for the Schaefer shot fake. If he would have just went up into him and tried to get that layup, probably got fouled and went to the free throw line, but instead a tough pass, and the ball goes out of bounds off Northwest.
And the ball boys wiping up some perspiration. We're ready to go now with Northwest in front, 26-12. Largest lead the Cats have had in this game, 14. Inbound in the right corner. Spencer goes up for the shot just inside the arc. Misses that air ball. Rebound Indow underneath the bucket for Northwest.
You talked about it earlier. Spencer's the guy that kind of gets this offense going. Anthony Woods playing some very good defense. Every time Jordan goes up, there's a hand right in his face.
Hits left side to Snyder. The three too hard. And the rebound in the lane. Schaefer pulls it away. And now it goes right side for Augustana to Spencer. Pulls up cross court. Left side. Finds Busek. Three on the way. Good. Knocks it down way downtown. His second three of the game. 26-15. Northwest Missouri State up with 7:18 left in this first half. Pitts to take it across the midcourt. Dribbles left side. Finds Snyder. Long three right in front of the sideline. Nothing but net. Spencer just kind of drops his shoulders and says, what can you do? 9 points for Snyder. 29-15 Northwest. Into the lane. Drives fire. Up for the shot and good as Augustana wastes a little time getting the ball down the floor. 29-17 Northwest Missouri State up. Pitts across midcourt. Gets a screen left side by Doherty. Dribbles to the left wing into the left baseline Woods. Fades back. Takes the jumper. Misses too hard. And the rebound. Busek for Augustana. Outlet to Byers. In the front court right side to the wing. Wants to drive on. Snyder through the lane. Fade away. Rattles down. Tough shot by Byers. Got it to fall. And it's a 10-point game. 29-19. Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:23 left in the first half. Pitts right wing, trying to get a screen by Indow. Now drives past Spencer through the lane. Lost the handle on it, picks it back up. Pulled over on the left corner. Bounce pass baseline left for Doherty. Goes baseline right for Woods. Out right wing for Indow. Three misses. Rebound to Busek and Augustana. Now to Spencer across the timeline to the top of the key. 10-point Bearcat lead. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Cross court left side, Schaefer. It's a screen left side by Houston. Now Houston takes it out front. Right side, Lyons, Busek, long three, nothing but net. Busek with three threes in this first half. Now has 78 on the season. It's a 29-22 Bearcat lead. As Augustana making a run now. They scored seven in a row. Out top the key with it is Snyder, right side, Woods. Last court left with the chest pass. Forendell, high post 40, quick fast baseline left for Woods. Now for Forendell, drives the lane, dishes to Doherty, slams it down with two hands. Great feed from Endell to Doherty, and Northwest up 31-22. Spencer across midcourt, between the circles. It's a screen by Houston, but they got a foul. Moving screen and a legal screen coming up on Houston. That's his second foul. Seventh team foul on Augustana. Ryan Welty to check into the game. Woods goes to the sideline. Also, Mosby back in as Doherty will get another breather. 31-22, Northwest Missouri State in front.
Well, how big was that last possession with the shot clock winding down? All you really... intensifying that defense their last few possessions, but Chris Endell, the nice little dish off to Brett Doherty, and the Bearcats back to a 9-point lead. Kind of bringing back that momentum to the Northwest side.
Lucas Wolford into the ballgame for Houston, who just picked up his second foul. Low right, Mosby for Northwest. Finds Endell, cutting the bucket, lays it up and in. Endell with a strong first half. 8 points, Northwest back up by 11. Spencer loses his footing, pushes it out front right side for Busek. Right wing, Byer, guarded by Welty. To the right baseline, cut up by Welty. Fadeaway jumper up and in from 5 on the right side. Byer with 6 early points, 33-24 Northwest Missouri State up with 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Can't set up the offense. Gets in front of the scorer's table, right side, finds Welty on the wing. Top the key, Snyder back to Ryan on the right side. Bounce pass, low right, Mosby. Now to Welty, cross court left, Snyder to the left wing, Pitts. Finds Endell, pushing up with Schaefer, in the lane, baseline, cutting as Mosby, his reverse layup off the left side, won't go, rebound for Augustana, they push it down the floor, right side, Byer sets up, wants the jumper from 17, no, pitch with the rebound, Northwest. 33-24, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. Now front right side, Pitts. Bumped on the right corner, right in front of the Augustana bench. Finds Mosby, give and go, back to Pitts. Lays it up and in as he drives the lane right side. 35-24 Northwest. Here come the Vikings quickly, left side Schaefer. Now to Spencer, cast it back on defense, so the Vikings will slow it up just a bit. Spencer out front, cross court left side for Schaefer. Line the back of the barrel, nearly stolen by Pitts. Schaefer chases after the loose ball. Back to Spencer. Dribbles right side on Mosby. Steps back. Wants the three. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Tossing effort is Pitts for Northwest. Into the front court to the left wing. Dribbles to the left corner. Nothing there. Finds Mosby. Baseline left. Trying to post up with Walford. Spins left side with the left hand. Shot banks and misses. And the rebound Schaefer inside for the Vikings. Now that goes to Spencer. Just under 3 minutes left in the half. Left side, Schaefer, long three. Won't go. Just barely got to the rim. And the rebound, Mosby for Northwest. Mosby with a couple dribbles will give it to Pitts. And Justin gallops across the 10-second line, 35-24. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead with 2:35 left in the first half. Welty right side. Hands off and down. Front of the scorer's table. Out front, Mosby. Left side and down. And down through the lane to the bucket. Shot blocked away from behind. And down picks it back up. Reverse layup. Won't go. And the rebound inside. Pulled down by Walford. I think got the block on that drive. 35-24. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Spencer to the front court. Looks right side. Gets it to Byer on the wing. They try to work on the freshman as Byer takes it into the lane. Out front left side for Spencer. And again, Augustana will set up the offense with 9 on the shot clock. Out front left, Busek. Dribbles free from line, hands off to Byer, chased down by Snyder, now stops, pops, but we'll have a charge coming up first.
Little push off there as Zach Snyder switched on to him, and whether it's Snyder or Mosby or Welty, any of these bigger guys that get switched on to the smaller guards doing a great job tonight, and big play there to get the ball back to Northwest.
Timeout, 1:52 left, 35-24, Northwest Missouri State in front, we'll be back after this 90-second timeout. Again, we're in the first half of Bearcat Arena. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back from the timeout, Snyder misses a three. Augustana with the rebound, driving the lane. The shot is missed and a foul as John Warren went through the lane. Trying to go up for the shot, fouled by Justin Pitts. That'll be Pitts' first foul. 35-24, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana. 1:30 left in at the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Warren, a good free throw shooter, misses his first free throw. The second one from the left-hander is good. His first point of the game. Averaging 72% on the season at the charity stripe. Bearcats up by 10, 35-25. They led by as many as 14 in this first half. Out front left side is Pitts. Looking at the man-to-man defense out of the Vikings. Tries the lane left to the bucket. Lays it up. Won't go. As it hangs on the rim of the rebound. Put away by Walford for Augustana. Catch by 10, left side for Brusek, drives the lane, stripped out of his hands by Doherty, picked up by Snyder for Northwest. And here comes Northwest, left to right, with 59 seconds left in the first half. Pitts to the top of the key. Just a screen by Doherty, finds Doherty left side, back to Pitts. He'll drive the lane, finds space line, Indow, cutting to the bucket, lays it up and in. 10 points for Indow, 47-25 Northwest, 43 seconds left in this first half. Pitcher walks it across the 10-second line, met by Woods out front. And the Bearcat fans coming to their feet with 33 seconds left in the half, 15 on the shot clock. Left side, Byer. Bounce pass, low left, Warren. Pushing up with Indow. Triples with the right hand. Into lane, and a whistle and a block coming up on Indow. Indow will pick up his second foul. Try to make a little spin move into the lane and a collision with Indow, and this will get Busek to the free throw line. Welty into the ball game and down to the sideline. 37-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Busek, free throw line, a 71% shooter this year. He's knocked down three threes in this first half for 9 points. Left-hander hits his first free throw.
And Busek's been pretty big and just kind of allowing Augustana to hang around in this ballgame. You mentioned the three threes. Last night against Arkansas Monticello did a lot of his damage, pulling down some rebounds and doing it in the paint. So a pretty complete player allowing the Vikings to hang around tonight.
Hits both free throws to make it a 10-point game. 37-27, 18 seconds left in the half. Front court left side, Woods. Finds Pitts out near midcourt with 10 seconds left in the half. Cats spread out their offense. Trying to go one-on-one with Spencer, now double-team. Finds Doherty into the line, kicks the right side. Welty open, three on the way, got it! Nothing but net as a buzzer sound.
How about that for the freshman? Not missed a couple big free throws last night, but the big moment, not too big for him here as he knocks in that three-pointer to buzzer.
And makes it a 40-27 Northwest lead over Augustana as the team's going to the locker room at halftime.
Again, the Bearcats up 40-27. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. Or at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
We're back at Bearcat Arena at the half, Northwest Missouri State 40 and Augustana 27. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Matt Trenton, a good first half for the Bearcats.
Couldn't ask for much better. The Bearcats come out shooting 50% from the field in that first half and really getting it from a lot of different guys. You see Christian Dow with 10 points. Justin Fitz, the Bearcat all-time scoring leader, has just 6, but also 4 assists. 9 from Zach Snyder. He's lighting up from deep. And what I really think is big for Northwest in this one, not only out-rebounding Augustana, but keeping them completely shut out on the offensive glass. Northwest 5 offensive rebounds to none for Augustana. The Bearcats also 9 second chance points there. And if you get a lot of defensive rebounds, shutting down those offensive possessions right away, it just makes that defense that much better.
All right. Again, we are at the half. Northwest Missouri State 40, Augustana 27. When we come back, we'll hear from the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. We're at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana, 40-27. We're in the semifinals of the Central Region Tournament here at Bearcat Arena, and joined now by the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. And what an atmosphere we've got here, I tell you what.
Unbelievable, John. And for our listeners, I'll tell you what, thanks for listening and supporting Bearcat Nation. But this atmosphere is flat out electric.
I don't know if I can ever remember Bearcat Arena being like this.
We were talking about that, John, before the game, and it's just, you look around, and of course there's green and white, but everybody's into every single play, and it's just a tremendous, tremendous moment in Bearcat history, that's for sure.
You know, I thought last night would be tough to beat that atmosphere with that overtime win, but this crowd, I think, from the opening tip of this one, just kind of picked up where they left off last night.
And you can tell that the team is fed off that energy. Team got over the last night, right? And you got to be, like Coach McCollum said, you got to get through last night, fight through it. But tonight, from the tip-off, you're right, it's just been unbelievable.
What does hosting a regional such as this mean to a Northwest Missouri State?
Well, there's no question that, you know, it's historic, first of all, because it's our first time. But beyond that, The city of Maryville, the Nottoway County, the region, everybody has come together. I've heard from the visiting teams, and I've met the presidents and GAs and all of that, and they all say, you guys have just done a fantastic job, and it's because our community members that are helping work the arena and all that, they're Bearcats doing the right things. And so it means a lot for the town and the community from an economic development, tourism point of view, but also for Northwest Missouri State University to put us in the national spotlight and to show what really being a Bearcat's all about.
And you talked about the volunteers. It takes an awful lot of people to make this work. I know, talking with Coach Churchma and a lot of the athletic staff, they've been working on this for when it looked like this was a possibility for at least a month, if not longer, and then kind of getting a lot of community members to help out. You just see a lot of people throughout this building and beyond doing a lot of work here.
That's right. You know, we've been planning. We were planning this last year. We were hopeful to get a bid last year, so we kind of knew going into it to look ahead, but then certainly last couple of months we've been planning for this, and our athletic staff putting in all the hours that they do, but you're right, the volunteers, what they do, I've been watching, talking to them, and just helping fans from the visiting teams, our own fans, have the best experience they possibly can, and we're just so thrilled, John. So many good things happening. Tough times, too, of course, but you also have to uplift the good times. And as I look back over the last week, for example, career fair, education expo, where our Bearcats are being recruited for jobs, and just so successful, walking around the arena and talking to the employers and saying, we want Bearcats, right? We had our inaugural scholarship banquet hosted by our Association for Black Employees on Friday night. As a first-time event, it was unbelievable. Raising money for scholarship, a super, super event. Then you go on this historic event happening throughout the weekend, hopefully, and into Tuesday, hopefully. We even hosted a speech and debate tournament and a Philharmonic last night, so all kinds of good things happening.
I tell you what, there's not a lack of things to do around Maryville because of Northwest Missouri State this weekend.
No, and then, you know, looking ahead, we've got spring break coming up, and hopefully, there's a half of basketball to go here, and hopefully can get to a Tuesday night game and host the Sweet 16 and have some success. But we hope to be traveling on spring break, to be honest with you, but that's a long time off, but... I tell you what, John, we appreciate you guys, and I know that for our listeners of the Bearcat Radio Network, they're tuned in to you guys, and as I talk to folks around the nation and beyond, by the way, they say, you know, tell John, Matt, everybody, thank you very much. I want to thank you, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. It certainly is a lot of fun every year, but when you look at this year, I think you look at football, no losses there, one loss on the men's side. The women's team seeing a lot of positive things come up there. It's just been a fun year.
Absolutely. And you know, John, if you think about it, I reflect on you and how many games you've seen, and I'm talking now Bearcat basketball games, and we've seen some great basketball teams. Over our history, really, 112 years, we haven't seen all those games.
Not quite.
But in your time, you've seen some great teams. And I know you interviewed Coach Tappmeyer yesterday. I talked to him last night. And, you know, as Coach Tapp is talking about all these teams, and you think about the culture that is built over time, and it's not just one year or last year that the foundation was built. This foundation has been built on the backs of coaches and players and so many others that are supporting structure. And then you look out, by the way, and you look at the Bearcat marching band, the pep band, and you look at the cheer squad and the steppers and everybody else involved. And you're right, it's so special, and it's not done yet. We've got a half to go here, and I'm looking over the stat line, and just got to keep it going, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know this Augustana team had a good second half against Northwest, the first meeting here back in November. So, again, this game's not over with yet, but this has been a lot of fun. And talk about spring break coming up. A lot of times people talk about going to spring break heading south. I think everybody wants to go north this year.
We'd like to go north, that's right. And, August, you're right. Back in November, we were up by quite a bit, as I recall, that halftime, and they came out pretty strong that second half. So, 5 minutes to go before the end of the half here. We got 20 minutes of basketball. This arena, people are sitting down just trying to get a little rest because they're tired. It's tough being a fan.
I know. Well, I tell you what, Dr. Zelinski, hopefully we'll have another opportunity or two to talk at halftime before this year's over.
I look forward to it, John. Thank you.
You betcha. That's the President of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. We'll be back and have some halftime totals for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Support comes from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model, pre-owned autos, and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from SSM St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And we are back at halftime. A quick check of the totals here at the half. Northwest in front, 40-27 over Augustana in the semifinals of the Central Region. Northwest shooting 50% from the field, 17-34, 4-13 on threes, and 2-2 at the free throw line. Out rebounding Augustana, 20-12. Augustana 39% from the field, 9-23. They're 5-9 on threes, and 4-6 at the free throw line. Two turnovers for Northwest, 5 for Augustana. Leading score for the Cats, Chris Eberlandau with 10 points, and for Augustana, we're being paced by Mike Busack with 11 points. We're at the half, Northwest in front, 40-27. We'll be back, get ready for the second half, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com. Also from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Halftime coming to a close. Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana, 40-27. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Kayla Morgan. And Matt Trenton, despite Northwest being up 40-27 here at half, there's a lot of basketball left to be played.
Yeah, it's hard to get comfortable, especially in the month of March, especially when you're going against the defending national champion. Obviously, Augustana lost a lot of good players from last year's team, but they have a lot of good talent back. And we've seen Jordan Spencer the past few years do some impressive stuff. John Warren's just a sophomore. I think he's a point guard with a lot of potential. And, of course, Busek, as well as Heiskin and all these other guys. I mean, there's a lot of talent there. And with a coach like Tom Builder, who's a reigning national champion, you know he probably has a few things up his sleeve to maybe drop a comeback here in Maryville.
And in the first meeting, Northwest had a 45-21 lead at halftime. Here it's 40-27. Augustana came back in that second half, outscored Northwest 50-37, but Northwest had built up a big enough lead out of the first half, hold on for the win in the first meeting. So a lot can happen here in this second half.
A lot can happen. I think last night's scare with Upper Iowa does a lot for Northwest Missouri State to keep that intensity up here throughout the last 20 minutes.
Vikings will have the ball to start this second half. They go from our left to our right. Spencer will take it across the timeline. Bearcats in man-to-man defense to start the second half. Spencer looks high post right side and gets it to Busek. Cross court left side back to Spencer, guarded by Anthony Woods. Between the legs with the dribble to the left baseline, pass Woods underneath the bucket, throws it away. The ball caroms off of Vindell and picked up underneath the bucket by Woods. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Augustana. This will go on Adam Byer, and that'll be number two on Byer.
And that's just a careless foul. Northwest already had possession of the ball. Best just to drop back on defense, but Byer trying to get a little greedy there.
40-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second half just underway. Woods out front, Snyder, Doherty, Indow, and Pitts. The others on the floor for the Cats as we start the second half. The original starting lineup. Pitts out front. Guarded by John Warren. Drives the lane. Finds baseline left. Woods cut off. Back out to Pitts. Top of the key for Doherty. Back to Pitts left side. 9 on the shot clock. Pitts to the top of the key. Down the lane right. Stops. Hooks it to the free throw line. Doherty back to Pitts. Steps back. Wants the three. Short. Ball on the sideline. Trying to see if the inbounds was in Dow. Can do so. And the ball belongs to Augustana. Still 40-27. Northwest Missouri State in front with 19-11 left in this game. The winner gets Southwest Minnesota State Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right back here at Bearcat Arena. Spencer across midcourt to the top of the key. Dribbles right side to the bucket. And shot blocked away by Doherty. Picked up by Huskin right side. He won't be able to get his shot to fall. And down will tip it to Pitts. And here comes Northwest right to left. And neither team scored in the second half. Out front right side, Snyder. He'll try to change that. And he does. And he hits a three.
He had Mike Busek right in his face. He's a little bit of contact after he released that one. But Zach Snyder, that stroke is true.
43-27, Northwest Missouri State up. Spencer to the right wing. Ball knocked loose by Doherty, picked up by Anthony Woods for Northwest. Good job by Doherty stepping in and knocking the dribble away. Doherty getting his 14th steal of the season. Out front left side is in down. Now left side for Pitts. Doherty at the top of the key. One dribble finds in down, cutting the bucket left side off the glass. Won't go, but a foul. And this will be a big one. Zach Huskin will pick up his third foul. And we've got a lot of basketball left played here in this second half. Second team foul of the half on the Vikings. And Chris Indow going to the free throw line. 68% shooter from there this year. His first trip this evening. And this one on the way. Good. 11 points for Indow. Asmus into the game. Inside. Takes the place of Huskin, who goes out after picking up his third foul. Second free throw by Indow. Good. So Northwest so far doing well at the free throw line tonight. 45-27, Northwest Missouri State up. Spencer between the circles, guarded by Anthony Woods. Looks on the left wing, Warren. Baseline left for Busek. Trying to drive the baseline and knocked the eye out from Indow. Off of Busek and a block to Northwest. 45-27, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. By now at 18, their largest of the game. Pitts into the front court, left side, dribbles to the left wing. Top of the key. Left side for Snyder, long three in front of the Bearcat bench is too hard, and a long rebound. Add the elbow off the left side, controlled by Spencer. He'll take it across midcourt, pulls up, right wing three on the way, got it.
He is good, and if anybody's going to keep Augustana around and pull them back into this ballgame, it's going to be Jordan Spencer.
8 points now for Spencer, 45-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key for the Pitts, bounce pass for Doherty on the right wing, just inside the arch. Finds Woods, who cuts out. Woods to the right wing. Now to Doherty's elbow right side. Doherty through the line, spins right side on Osmuth, misses the shot, and the rebound put away by Osmuth for Augustana. Now to Spencer out front, down the lane right. Bounce pass low right. They try to post up with Busek inside. Won't go. Rebound Osmus and a whistle to foul. This looks to go on Northwest. And I believe Doherty will get called here. Trying to fight for the rebound. Brett will pick up his second foul. Just the first in the second half for Northwest. 15-point Bearcat lead. Adam Byer, baseline right. Looks to trigger in the inbound. Gets it left side. Spencer cutting the bucket. Left-handed layup. Good. And Spencer in double figures with 10. 45-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts, cross court, left side, Woods. I get a screen by Doherty, pulls up, left corner for Endow. Out front, Doherty. Now to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles right side, through the lane, stops, runner up off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound, hustling off the baseline is Pitts, brings it to Endow, left wing. He takes the three, it's too hard, and the rebound now to Augustana, pulling it away by her for the Vikings. To Spencer down the left sideline to the left wing. Out front, right side, Warren. Now to the right wing, Byer. Bounce pass, low right, Busack. Turns, faces the bucket, takes the jumper over and down, hits it. And that is 13 points for Mike Busack. 45-34, Northwest Missouri State. 16:05 left in the game. Pitts trying to go cross court right, does, finds Woods. And out front, a hand check and a foul. This will go on Spencer, who's not happy about the call. That'll be his second foul. We've got a break in the action. 15:59 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 45, Augustana 34. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at BlueSpringsInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is at StJoeHarley-Davidson.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingaLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Northwest out of the timeout. Inbound goes right side. Pitts 45-34. Northwest in front of Augustana. Pitts dribbles left. Schneider in front of the Bearcat bench. Out to the top of Key Mosby. West in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. And down to the left wing. Top the key with it with 13 on the shot clock. Finds Welty to the right baseline underneath the bucket. Brings it out left side for Snyder. Top the key and down with 5 on the shot clock. At the elbow right side, Mosby. Give and go right side. Gets a 2. Pitts misses the shot. Fight for the rebound inside. Welty knocks the 4 and that whistle on the foul.
Love the aggression of the freshman. Able to squeak his way in there and jump up there for the offensive rebound and get fouled by Busack.
Busack's second foul.
Already 14 fouls on Augustana, so just 3 away from putting the Bearcats the bonus.
Welty going to the free throw line. Shoot a couple here. Ryan hit a big 3 as the buzzer sounded to end the first half. 76% shooter at the free throw line hits the first. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care, U.S. Bank, Maryville Daily Farm, and Gardner Dentistry. And one more free throw coming now to Ryan Welty. And that one is good. I think the Cats are focused in on free throws tonight.
Yeah, after nearly losing the ball game last night because they couldn't hit their free ones. Point of emphasis, and good to see the focus early on of knocking those down. Perfect so far in the ballgame.
6-6, 47-34, Northwest Missouri State up. Spencer top the key with the 3 off the front of the rim. Long rebound at the free throw line goes to Snyder and Northwest. 47-34, Northwest in front. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Gets into the front court off the right side. Fires the dribble. Warren picks him up. Left side in down. Back near the jump ball circle for Pitts. 13 on the shot clock, left side and down. One dribble. Ryan Snyder, left wing, hooked the pass for Mosby near the left baseline. Drives underneath the bucket, reverse left, right side, rejected, goes out of bounds. Osmus with the block as it goes out of bounds. That will be just the fifth block of the season for Osmus. 2 on the shot clock as Northwest will inbound baseline right. 14:44 left in the game. Inbound goes to Mosley. Turns, takes the jumper as the buzzer sounds. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out front and controlled by Osmus for Augustana. Now the right for Byard to the right wing. Now takes it in the lane. A collision and a charge coming up on Osmus as he collides with Schneider in the lane. Byard didn't call for it.
Second time tonight, Zach's got an offensive foul there from Augustana. 5 team fouls now on the Vikings.
Big foul on Adam Byard. That's his third. 5th team foul on the Vikings, and this will get off the bench Stephen Schaefer into the game, a 6'3 junior out of Rapid City, South Dakota, as he takes the place of Byer. Schaefer had some good minutes in the first half for Augustana. 47-34. Northwest in front of Augustana. 14 and a half minutes left in this semifinal round game of the Central Region. Welty out between the circles, gets it to Pitts. Cats trying to knock off the defending national champions. Pitts at the right side of the lane. Now we'll drive, runner right side, high off the glass, and good as he had to put it up and over the 6-7 Osmus. He's got 9 points, 49-34 Northwest. Cusack left side, left wing for Schaefer, free throw line, dribbles back out to the left wing. Works left side, Cusack. Wants to drive through the lane to the bucket, won't go, and a block foul this time on Northwest. Mosby coming over on the help side will get called for this foul.
Looked like he might have been just a little bit too deep under the hoop there inside that ring where he can't beat a John offensive foul and went for the charge, got the block called instead.
Cusack goes to the free throw line, a 71% shooter. He is 2 of 2 from there tonight. 49-34, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Again, capacity crowd at Bearcat Arena for the second straight night. Last night, we saw Northwest defeat Upper Iowa in overtime, 79-74. Left-handed free throw shooter, first one to her for Drusa. Tonight, we're seeing Northwest out to a 49-34 lead. Their largest lead of this game has been 18 during the second half. Second free throw is good. And 14 points for Drusa. 49-35. Northwest Missouri State up 13-47. Left half-court pressure out of the Vikings. Into the front court in Dow. Off the right side, Pitts. Just won't give it to Welty. Pops out, takes the pass. Between the circles now, Schneider. Couple dribbles now to Welty. Cross-court left side, Pitts with 7 on the shot clock. Into the lane with it is Mosley. Left corner in Dow. The 3 on the way. Misses. Rebound, Welty pushes it back in Dow. He'll take another jumper in the left corner. It misses again. Rebound tip in the air. Hustling after Mosby. Ball loose. Mosby dies after on the floor. Gets a timeout call.
Every 50-50 ball is going northwest way. Offensive rebounds, loose balls. The Bearcats all over the place tonight.
13-18 left. Northwest Missouri State 49. Augustana 35. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or PitsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
49-35, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana with 13-18 left in this second half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And Dow will inbound and bring it right side. Justin Pitts will take it off the right sideline. Back to Dow. Between the circles, Snyder. Holds on to it. Will dribble now right side. Being chased by Spencer. Out front for Mosley. Now to Pitts in the left corner. Welty open. 3 good. Fadeaway three from the far left corner for Ryan Welty, his second three of the game, and Northwest up 52-35. Winner of this one gets Southwest Minnesota State in the championship game of the Central Region Tuesday night. On the right wing, John Warren, and underneath the bucket, a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. Snyder in the area, and he'll pick up the foul. That'll be his second foul. 52-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Steven Schaefer, inbound, baseline right. Gets into the right corner for Spencer, dribbles to the right wing, out to the top of the key. Looks left side, Schaefer. Pulls up the dribble, now to Spencer, out front right. 12.5 minutes left in this game. Spencer now wants the jumper from the top of the key. Won't go short. Rebound inbound for Northwest. Matt Trenton, one of the keys you made at halftime about Northwest limiting offensive rebounds, continues on in this second half.
One offensive board so far in the ballgame for Augustana. Only 2 second chance points.
Down the lane left. Pitch to the bucket. Lays it up and in with the left hand. As he had to put it up over the 6'8", Lucas Walford, and Pitts with another drive to the bucket. And down the other way, trying to do the same thing, John Warren, who hits a layup. Warren at 6'5", though, a little difference in the height as he went through the lane. 54-37, Northwest up, just under 12 minutes left in the game. Snyder off the right side, in down. Out front, Mosby, as he pops out. Lobs it left for Pitts. Top of the key. Down the right side, bumped out on the perimeter, and a foul on John Warren of Augustana. That'll be Warren's second foul, breaking the action. 11:46 left. Northwest Missouri State 54, Augustana 37. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services. Offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out of the timeout. Northwest inbounds. Pitts off the right side. Bearcats in front. 54-37. 11:38 left in the game. Welty out front. Goes cross-court right side. Pitts. Bounce pass in the lane. Mosby finds baseline left and down. Wide open in the left corner. The three is off the front of the rim. And Byer comes down with the rebound for the Vikings. They go across midcourt right side in front of the scores table. As they go from our left to our right in the second half. Byer out front with the long pass between the circles for Brusak. Looks on the left wing. Schaefer. Cross court right side for Austin Sockstead, who entered the ballgame during that timeout, seeing his first action. Houston out front playing with three fouls and a bump in a left side as the pass went to Schaefer. And this will go on Snyder, and Zach will pick up his third foul. Fourth as a team in the second half. 11:06 left. Northwest in front, 54-37. Augustana led briefly early in this game, 3-0 off Spencer's three to open up the contest. And then Northwest has led throughout much of the rest of the game. Sockstead to the baseline right side, gives it to Brusak right wing. One dribble, spins right side, now out front right for Sockstead. Low right, Brusak, posting up with and out. Into the lane, left-handed hook, off the rim, no rebound, tap to Snyder in the left corner for Northwest. 45-37, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 10:35 left in this game. Largest lead for the Cats has been 19. Left side and down. Off of the key, Pitts. Bounce pass Finds Mosby into lane, takes it out of lane now. Lots of out front for Welty. Cross court left side for Fitz. Seven on the shot clock. Fitz through the lane, takes a jumper from 14, rims in. The Fitz at 14.
Splits that double team, and it's like the C's parted there.
56-37, Northwest in front. Fire out front, Busack's long three, won't go, long rebound in the lane, picked away by Mosby for Northwest. Now Dustin will bring it down the floor, adjust a sock with one hand, dribbles with the other as he'll take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Off the right side to the right wing, guarded by Beyer. Low right for Mosby. Posting up for Houston, playing with three fouls. Mosby with a hook shot, up and in. As Houston backed off just a bit, Mosby took advantage of it and gets his first bucket of the game. 58-37 Northwest, 9:32 left. Low left side for Houston. Ball fake up for the shot, knocked to the floor. A collision with Mosby inside. Mosby tries to soften the fall to the floor. So he holds him back just a bit. And Mosby picks up the foul. That'll be Devontae's third foul. 58-37 Northwest Missouri State in front. 9:29 left in this game.
Devontae's been working, hadn't he? Come off the bench once again, and only has 2 points, but six rebounds, three assists, and he's had quite a few more passes to some open shooters that just haven't fell.
Houston scores his first point of the game as he hits the first free throw. He averages 7 points a game. Welty and Mosby to the sideline to a big round of applause here at Bearcat Arena as Woods checks back into the ball game along with Doherty. Houston with his second free throw. And nothing but net. It's both free throws. Coming off a 10-point, 12-rebound performance last night against Arkansas Monticello. 58-39, Northwest Missouri State up to 9:20 left in the game. Fitz between the circles. Trying to get a screen by Doherty. Continues to dribble out front. Now stepping out is Woods on a pick and roll. Woods takes it down the lane right side. Misses the layup. Knocked to the floor. Should get to the free throw line. Foul coming up on Augustana, and this will go on Houston. That's a big one. That's number four on Zach Houston. Seventh team foul on Augustana, so Woods will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Anthony's first trip this evening. 49% shooter on the year. Northwest in front, 58-39. First free throw. Good. His first point of the second half, he has 5 points. And Northwest up 59-39. Another free throw. Rims around and out. And the rebound, Augustana. Again, 20-point Bearcat lead. The largest now has been 21 in the second half. Spencer to the left wing. Lots of low left. Warren off the baseline, stepping around to the dribble was Fitz, who picks his pocket and comes up with a steal. 20-point Northwest lead. Fitz will take it across the 10-second line. Gives it to Anthony Woods. He'll dribble to left wing. Trying to get a screen by Doherty. And he'll dribble out front. Now finds Doherty to the left wing. We've almost lost the handle on it. Back to Woods, left side. Bounce pass kicked by Houston. There are six on the shot clocks. They kick the ball away. So we'll put 15 on the shot clock. And Northwest will inbound baseline left. 8:23 away from a trip to the championship game in the Central Region for the Bearcats. If they can hold on to keep this 20-point lead in hand. And Dow going on the left wing. Fires the dribble. Gets it to Doherty. Back in Dow left side. He drives in the lane with the shot off the front of the rim. Won't go. The rebound pulled away inside by Busack for Augustana. Al at right side, Spencer. Dribbles to the right baseline. Right side for Beyer. Out front, left side, Busack down the lane. Misses the shot too hard off the glass. Rebound, Anthony Woods for Northwest. And again, the Cats just cleaning up on the defensive boards. 59-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:50 left in the game. Woods down the lane. Baseline left for Doherty. Up the shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Beyer. And here comes Augustana on the fast break. That's right to the bucket. Beyer reverse layup on the left side. Fouled on the floor, Anthony Woods. Doesn't think he did, but he gets called for the foul. That'll be his second. And we've got a break in action. 7:39 left. It's Northwest Missouri State 59, Augustana 39. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Fire at the free throw line, hits the first free throw. We'll have one more. And Northwest in front, 59-40. Second free throw is nothing but net. And he has 7 points. Averages 12 a game. 59-41. Bearcats in front of Augustana. We're in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. Pitts across midcourt from our right to our left. Find Snyder. Looks to end down near the right sideline. Double teamed as Augustana becoming a little more aggressive with their defense out of this timeout. Looking at a 2-3 type of zone. Out front left side is Pitts. Back pedals to the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Right side for Snyder. Into the right corner and out. With four on the shot clock, takes the three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound tipped by Mosby. Controlled by Beyer for Augustana. 7:06 left. Northwest in front, 59-41. Fired through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand and hits it. 9 points for Beyer, 59-43, Northwest in front. Pitts will walk it across the 10-second line. She dribbles right side. Gives it to Endow. Now front for Snyder. Left side, Pitts. Just holds the ball with 10 on the shot clock. 6:38 left in the game. Dribbles between the circles. Mosby at the free throw line. Will drive the lane left side, pulls up, bounce pass for and down the baseline, knock loose, one on the shot clock, turns, takes the jumper, and he swishes it, but I believe he got it off after the buzzer sounded on the shot clock. So they'll wave it off. It's still a 59-43 lead for Northwest over Augustana. Nice shot. Probably the cleanest shot he's taken all night as far as hitting it.
It was a pretty shot with Turner Carson to get that one to drop through. Just the first turnover of the second half for the Bearcats. Have done a great job of taking care of the ball at this point, and they have a big lead. But with 6:27 left, that's a lot of time. You don't want to become passive and just try to run clock at this point.
Only three turnovers overall for the Bearcats. 59-43 Northwest. Fire off the right wing. Will drive the lane on Welty. Stops. Pops. Jumper good. Fire in double figures with 11 points. 59-45 Northwest in front of Augustana. 6:06 left in the game. Pitts walks it across the 10-second line. As Northwest spreads out the four, Woods right wing, now to Welty. Out front near the timeline for Mosby, long pass left side, Snyder launches the three, it's off the back of the rim, fight for the rebound, and Woods falls to the floor. A whistle on the play, and I'm guessing the foul will be on Augustana because of that. And this will be on Mike Rusek, that will be his third foul. Eighth as a team for Augustana. Northwest been whistled six times in the second half. And Woods gets to the free throw line, where he's 1-for-2 tonight. In a capacity crowd at Bearcat Arena, watching this Bearcat team lead over the defending national champions in Augustana. Now one of the officials will come over to the monitor to take a look at apparently that play. Anthony's at the free throw line. He just wants to shoot free throws right now.
Let him at him. And really, you talk about not want to be passive. You got to close the game out, continue to put it on Augustana if you can. A 14-point lead right now, but These are big free throws, too. Can't hit these free throws. Augustana gets another possession. Continues this run that they're on right now. 8-1 run right now. Continue to let them chip away, and give them a bit of confidence. That's when it gets a little bit scary in games like this. So you can start with these free throws right here and continue to hit them. It should be big to close this one out.
So it will be a 1-1 opportunity for Anthony Woods as he gets to the free throw line. 5:50 left in the game. Woods with a deep breath. Free throw on the way. Rattles around. Out. And the ball. Long to Augustana off the rebound. Fire to the right wing. To the right baseline. Trying to drive on Welty. He stumbles just a bit. Bar steps back. Takes the jumper from 15. Won't go. Rebound tipped on the baseline. And it's saved to Northwest. As Snyder will corral it and give the ball to Justin Pitts. He'll turn and take it from our right to our left into the front court. With 5.5 minutes left, Northwest in front, 59-45. Cats with four players along the baseline, trying to milk the clock here. Now Mosby in the lane, finds cutting the bucket. Anthony Woods, reverse layup off the right side, is good. 61-45 Northwest, 5:09 left. Spencer out front, dribbles to the right wing, steps back to the right side. Chased by Snyder. Will drive on Snyder now through the lane. Bounce pass to the left side. Whistle and a foul. He's going to take the pass. Try to go up with it. And was fouled by Mosby. That'll be Mosby's fourth foul. This will get Yuskin to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 tonight. Again, Yuskin over the last six games has averaged 13.6 rebounds. He's been held to just 2 points tonight. Now 3 as he hits the free throw. All these points coming at the free throw line. 30 in, Mosby to the sideline. Reminder that tonight's game underwritten by Carpet Plus, Consumer Oil Company, East Hills Mall, American Family Rob Sparks, and Mel Disdell C. Free throw is good. So Houston hits both free throws. Now 61-47, Northwest Missouri State lead with 4:51 left in this ballgame. Pitts into the front court, looks right side. Finds Welty. Cross court left side fits. Dribbles out near midcourt. Now a drive line. Pull up to the free throw line. Bumped as he went up for the shot. And foul coming up on Augustana in this one. We're going John Warden. That will be Warren's third foul. So you've got a number of players for Augustana with three or more fouls. With three fouls, Warren, Grusak, Beyer. Also with four fouls, Yuskin. Pitts at the line. First free throw good. Justin with 15 points in tonight's game.
Well, a ways off from his 33 from a night ago. And still not a great shooting night for Justin. 6 of 14 from the field. Hasn't hit a three-pointer just yet, but he's getting it done other ways as goes 1-2 at the free throw line, but also 6 assists, 4 rebounds, so finding other ways to impact this ballgame.
62-47, Northwest in front. Augustana with it after the missed free throw. Spencer down the lane right, tries on Welty, and misses the layup, but Welty will get called for the foul. That'll be Welty's second foul. Eighth team foul on the Bearcats with 4:26 left, 62-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. These two teams met in the regional championship a year ago in Sioux Falls and lost at the very end of that ballgame. Free throw by Spencer is good.
You know, the thing about last year, too, Northwest goes to Sioux Falls in the regular season, takes a Daniel Jansen desperation three-pointer to beat the Bearcats in that ball game. Northwest loses by 2 in the Sweet 16, and they go on to win the national championship. So Northwest open. Maybe we sweep the season series this time. We'll be the ones cutting down the nets in the national championship.
Spencer hits the free throw, 62-49, Northwest Missouri State in front. Talk about Daniel Jansen. His brother, Levi Jansen, a freshman on this team, has had hip surgery and hasn't played since December. And he was expected to be a critical part of this team coming into the program. Out front, Woods looks left side for Pitts. No dribble in front of the scorer's table off the left side with just over 4 minutes left in the game. 8 on the shot clock. Pitts with the long three. Got it. 65-49 Northwest. Just under 4 minutes left in the game. Spencer out to the top of the key. Rides the lane right on Welty. Bumped by Welty. And another foul coming up on the freshman Ryan Welty. That's his third foul. And a timeout. 3:48 left. Northwest Missouri State 65. Augustana 49. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Spencer at the free throw line hits the first free throw. We'll have a second. Northwest in front 65-50 over Augustana in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. The second free throw by Spencer is good as well. Spencer now 4-4 at the free throw line. Half-court pressure out of Augustana and almost resulted in a steal in Dallas midcourt. Lobs it to the right side for Doherty, who's pushed by Spencer. And that'll be a foul on Jordan Spencer, picking up his third foul.
That one nearly given away multiple times in that possession. Just a laugh, and Doherty able to pull that one in, and Spencer ran into him.
10th team foul on Augustana, so Doherty will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Brett with the first free throw off the front of the rim. His first two free throws of this game. Now 2 of 3. Substitutions, Anthony Woods and Mosby to come in a moment. Ryan Welty goes to the sideline as Woods enters. Mosby will wait for Doherty. As Doherty's still at the free throw line, we'll have one more free throw. And the left-hander, second one, misses too hard. And the rebound to Augustana. Spencer to the top of the key. Dribbles left side on Doherty, pulls up. Out front left for Warren. Long three with the left hand off the front of the rim. Rebound Woods. Clears it to Endow for Northwest. Cats in front 65-51. Their largest lead of this game has been 21. Fitz walks it across the timeline, met by John Warren. As again, the Cats spread out their offense. Four players along the baseline. Now they'll break out of that as Doherty comes out front to try to set a pick. Will drive the lane right side. Finds baseline right. And there is Anthony Woods. Kind of windmills it up and in off the glass. Anthony with 9 points, 67-51 Northwest. Down the other end, the ball stripped out of Byers' hands, picked up by Pitts for Northwest. 2:48 left. Northwest hoping to meet Southwest Minnesota State in the championship game Tuesday night right here at Bearcat Arena. They do, it'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:40 with our pregame. Pitts out front of the scores table, dribbles near midcourt. Chased by Warren, behind the back with the dribble, out of a double team, gets it to Snyder, sets up long three, got it! 70-51 Northwest, 2:20 left. Spencer, down the lane, right side on Woods, hangs in there, misses the shot, rebound, caroms off the backboard, picked up in the lane by Pitts for Northwest. Now with 2:09 left, Bearcat fans sensing a trip to the championship game for this Bearcat basketball team as they're on their feet. Out front, Pitts dribbling around Warren to the top of the key. Dribbles around Warren, now back out between the circles. Under 2 minutes left in the game. 10 on the shot clock. Pitts out of a double team. Snyder, another long three. That one's off the back of the rim. The long rebound, the elbow to Woods. Get the pass to Snyder. Another 30 on the shot clock for Northwest with 1:43 left and a timeout Northwest. 1:43 left. Northwest Missouri State 70, Augustana 51. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
70-51, Northwest Missouri State in front, 143 left in the game. Kristen Miller of Augustana clearing his bench for this final 143. Xavier Kurth into the ballgame to inbound for Northwest. Gets the inbound to Woods. Mosby, Snyder on the floor. Along with Endow. Fits to the sideline. And Woods taking over the point duties. He's met out front. As the shot clock's at 14 seconds. Drives on Sockstad into the right corner for Kurth. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now brings it to Woods. Woods in the lane. Tries to kick it out front. Ball knocked loose. Dives up on the sideline. Upended. And a foul coming up on Andy Kirkman. And this could be a very bad foul. As the crowd goes quiet as he was just kind of upended. And his leg bent ways that it probably shouldn't have. Now he's up and trying to let this one off.
And as they were going for that ball, he was staying on his feet. Kirkman kind of dove a little bit and slid. Went right into his leg from the side. So hopefully it is something that he can walk off and put some ice on and will be okay by Tuesday. But very silent Bearcat Arena right now as he's trying to walk this one off.
And he's in some pain. And I believe he's going to have to come out of the ball game.
And honestly, you kind of look at it with less than 2 minutes to go. You see Xavier Kurth check in for Justin Pitts. And kind of goes through your mind of keeping those guys safe. And Anthony, a senior, obviously wanting to stay out there as long as he can here in Bearcat Arena. He's going to go and try to shoot these free throws.
He went walking off toward the corner of the Bearcat to bench and then walks to the free throw line here. So hopefully that's good news. And now he kind of bends his legs like maybe okay here. And we'll know more by Tuesday on this. But he goes to the free throw line shooting two and hits the first free throw.
Well, he looked okay shooting that one. A 43% free throw shoot that one. Nothing but that.
Mosby to the sideline. Snyder to the sideline. In and down to the sideline for Northwest. They get a big round of applause. Ray Sparzel into the ball game. Also Tyler Doherty. Second free throw by Woods is good. Hits both free throws and he'll go to the sideline as Kirk Finley enters this game. Also in for Northwest, Grant Graham. 72-51 Northwest, 1:16 left. Austin Sockstead dribbles to the right wing to the top of the key. Pulls up, cross court right side, John Warren. All right for Kirkman. Posting up with Tyler Doherty. And on the right side, John Warren. Lobs it to the free throw line, Kirkman. Left side, Sockstead. As he is bumped out front, foul coming up on Xavier Kirth. That'll be his first. 57.1 seconds left, 72-51, Northwest in front of Augustana. Augustana, the defending national champions, and after they won the national championship last season, Coach Tom Billiter said that the next national champion would be Northwest Missouri State. So I hope his forecast comes true.
Yeah, hopefully a little more accurate than our weathermen out there.
Like that, hits the first free throw. We'll have a second and hits that as well. 72-53, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana with 55 seconds left. Graham with the dribble across midcourt right side. Now front for Tyler Doherty. Left side for Kirk Finley. Back right side, Kirk. 41 seconds left and away from a trip to the championship game. Kirth drives, finds Tyler Doherty in the baseline. Out front right side, Dre Starzl, three. Rims out, rebound. Put back by Kirth, is good. Xavier with the rebound in the bucket, 74-53. Northwest, 29 seconds left in this game. Austin Sockstead dribbles left wing to the top of the key. Kirkman, right side pass goes to Zach Stevenson. Back cross court left, Sockstead. Now in the lane, a little hook shot missed by Osmus, a rebound to Northwest. And Xavier Kirth will dribble it away. Down to 7 seconds left in this semifinal round game. Takes it into the front court. And Fisk will hold onto the ball with his hip. Buzzer sounds, and Northwest Missouri State moves into the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament, where they will meet Southwest Minnesota State Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We need to take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Bearcat Pep Band plays Bearcat Fight Song as Northwest moves into the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament with a 74-53 win over Augustana, the defending national champions. Need to take a 10-second ID break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Trenton, Augustana had a very brief lead in this game as Jordan Spencer hit the first bucket of this game, a three-pointer, made it a 3-0 lead for Augustana, but Northwest would make a run after that, had an early lead, and then held onto that lead the rest of the way, building up to as many as 21 points in the second half, and Augustana just could never get back in this ballgame.
After nearly letting things slip away in the first round of the tournament against Upper Iowa, the Bearcats were not going to let that happen this evening. Bearcats defense phenomenal tonight, holding Augustana to 38% shooting on the night. Also forced 11 turnovers, out-rebounded the Vikings. And I don't care who you're playing, if you hold a team in the postseason just 53 points, you're doing something right. The Bearcats moving on after this 21-point win.
And the 53 points, the lowest they've scored all season long. Their lowest prior to that was 62 points against Sioux Falls. And Northwest defense just really did a number on Augustana. When these teams met the first time, Northwest shot 54.9% against Augustana. That's the highest that any team has shot from the field against Augustana this season. So the Bearcats then tonight do the job on the defensive side against the Vikings.
Yeah, they were all over the place. And really, you look at the guards that they have between John Warren and especially Jordan Spencer. Those are two very good guys. And even whenever you had the big guys switch off on them, Ryan Welty, Devontae Mosby, Zach Snyder, those guys did their best to hang with them and made it very difficult to get any free shots all night long.
And what about the crowd tonight? They were in this from the opening tip, and I think they were instrumental in this one as well.
They were huge. They were huge. And, you know, I hate to keep going back to that first night, but I think after that first one, people realize just how fragile it is to be a one seed and be hosting like this and how special it is. And so people really came out, took it all in, and they were big. I mean, every time the Bearcats would get a defensive stop, dive on the floor, get one of those 50-50 balls, the crowd would rise to their feet and get right back in it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of fan bases out there that don't appreciate that, but you come to Maryville, it's something that they really take stock in.
74-53, Northwest with the win over Augustana. The Bearcats' record improves now to 31-1 on the year. Augustana's season closes out at 24-9. Vikings came into this tournament the number 5 seed. The Bearcats the number 1 seed. And the seeds hold up as far as going into the championship game Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, you knew no matter who you played 1 through 8, it was going to be difficult here in this central region. And it just so happened that the 2 seed made it back through. And you look at Southwest Minnesota State, the size that they have, the guard play that they have, they're a tough, disciplined team that they can D up as well. And so Bearcats have a day to get ready for them and come back out on Tuesday, hoping to defend their home court.
74-53, the final score. Northwest with the win over Augustana in the semifinals. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville,
supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the comp. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Pinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
74-53, the final score. Northwest Missouri State defeats Augustana in the semifinals of the NCAA Division II Central Region. Up next will be Southwest Minnesota State Tuesday night at 7. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:40 with our pregame. But Matt Trenton, good win here for Northwest as they were focused from the opening tip tonight.
Yes, they were. Bearcats came out and, went right at it. You see Brett Doherty come out and went attacking right away and kind of leaned in a little bit of contact, threw up a shot that kind of rattled around and fell through. And it was a tough attempt. You're like, you know what? If those are going to fall tonight, things might go Northwest way. But you know what? The Bearcats, they worked hard, but they got quite a few open looks and did not miss them. There were a few times against that upright in that first round that shots wouldn't go in, but that was not the case tonight. Zach Schneider especially was on target. It felt really fitting that the last field goal, one of the last field goals of the ball game to make it a 19-point game with less than a minute to go, Schneider stepped up, knocked down a big three-pointer that brought the crowd to their feet, and he was good once again tonight, 5 of 12 from three-point range. And if he does that, this team's very dangerous.
Zach hits 5 of the 8 three-pointers that Northwest hit tonight. A couple of the others coming from Ryan Welty, and then Justin Pitts has a 3 tonight.
Yeah, they were good. And you know what? That was kind of the equalizer for Augustana to hang around throughout that first half. They knocked down 5 three-pointers in the first half, just 1 of 4 in the second half, and couldn't quite get that going. Well, the Bearcats knocked down quite a few in the second half as well and continued to D up the Vikings and made tough on them.
74-53, the final score, Northwest with the win over Augustana. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's team as Austin Morrow will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 74 and Augustana 53. Associate head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, with us. And Austin, great win for your squad tonight.
Yeah, I thought we played extremely well. We were really into the game. Thought we were great defensively and a little more flow to our offensive side tonight and made some shots and moved the ball well, got our cutters cutting, and I thought we played pretty well all around.
Before we talk about defense, early in that game, there's a look in your team's eye, it seemed like, when they really both sides of the floor, but defensively, there's just something there, and the fans picked up on that, I think, and they were coming to their feet when you went on defense as well, and it just made for a heck of an atmosphere.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we, from day one, we always talk about. We pride ourselves on our defense, and I thought we did a really good job guarding the ball. Our ball screen coverages, which was huge tonight because they ran a lot of ball screens, and Spencer's really good at making plays off of them. And our bigs, you know, guards did a great job on them, and our bigs did a good job covering things, getting deflections. That was one of our keys going in. We thought we could get a lot of deflections and take off their timing. I thought we did a really good job of that, but all around tonight, you know, I think everybody was into it. You know, everybody we played was into the game. And anytime you get, you know, seven, sometimes eight guys that are all good, it makes us tough.
When you look at the stats for Augustana, they came into this game averaging just about 84 points a contest. You hold them to 53. That's their lowest point total of the season.
Yeah, and that, when we said that, you know, we felt like, you know, they hadn't seen, you know, a defense like us and thought we did a good job. You know, our length with Chris's length and Anthony's length, I think that's tough. Even if you know, you get beat on a drive or you have a mistake, that length and size can make up for a lot of things. And I thought we did a good job of that. You know, Byer got some early where we didn't guard him great. He did a pretty good job of getting middle, and he was the one guy that we couldn't really keep in front early. But I thought we did a better job in the second half. Zach took a charge on him early, kind of sized up his in-and-out move. So we did a better job late, and like I said, I think we did a really good job on Spencer. Anytime we switched on him and our bigs got on him, they did a pretty good job of staying up. You know, a lot of times he likes to get a switch, and they'll either go in the post or he'll pull up on a big. And I thought, you know, I remember a couple switches there where Mosby did a great job defending him, keeping him in front, not letting him pull up, and you know, it was just an all-around team effort.
And I thought offensively, too, got a good effort both inside and outside through the paint and then kicking it out and getting some good looks on the perimeter.
Yeah, and we said that going in, if we can get some paint touches early, you know, I think we were getting a little one-dimensional. I thought we did a better job. You know, that was kind of, you know, coach's message going into the game. Let's get the ball moving. You know, let's get it side to side. Let's get everybody involved with knowing that we also need to get it back to number one. You know, sometimes I think, you know, we put the ball in his hands and we spread it out, and sometimes everybody else can kind of get stagnant. But we wanted to get it moving and guys to attack and cut and do what we do best. And then if we got to a late shot clock situation and we didn't have what we wanted, you know, get the ball to Justin and let him go do his thing.
Justin ends up double figures again, 16 points, but 8 assists, as he really did what you're talking about there.
Yeah, they kind of helped in a little bit more on him, and he did a great job. You know, he made some great passes on their ball screen coverages. You know, they downed our ball screens and didn't allow Justin to come off, so he kind of dragged the big and then you know, a little bounce past the big, and then we got our action off that. And he did a good job, and like we always say, you know, he's going to take what defenses give him. You know, if it's go score, if it's make plays for others, and tonight he kind of turned into facilitator and made some big timely shots down the stretch as well.
Augustana coming into this tournament, a number five seed. Of course, they're the defending national champions. They got a lot of players that have been a huge part of that team that won the national title a year ago. So you know coming in that they're going to be a concern for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's obviously they're the champions till they lose. So, and a lot of experience, you know, a lot of talent. They're very well coached. And, you know, Mike Busack was playing really well for him. I thought we did a pretty good job. Let him get a couple threes early, got one in transition, and he got one head of the key, which we kind of wanted to take away. But thought we did a pretty good job on him. And like I said, our defense, it started with our defense tonight.
And you had a chance to relax just a little bit in the last minute or two. The game was posted last night.
Oh, you did, or we did?
Well, both.
We sure did. No, it's one of those things. You look up there, and, you know, in a tournament setting, you know, you're up 19, whatever it was, with 2 minutes, you still feel like it's a game. You know, a missed shot, I get a bucket, a steal, and score. You know, you feel like it's not over. So, but, yeah, we played a lot better and competed. And now it's, you know, we talked after the game. We don't really celebrate these in a tournament setting. It's all about looking forward and get some rest. And you know, we didn't celebrate it at all and focus on the next one.
You look at this regional bracket, every game really has been a good game in this tournament. Earlier tonight, Southwest Minnesota State, who you'll see on Monday with that 74-70 win over East Central on that end of the bracket. You've got the one and two seeds going at it Tuesday night, but neither seeds really had an easy time to get there.
Yeah, and we knew going in. I mean, in tournament time, you know, you can almost kind of take the seeds out because I don't think that stuff really matters this time of year. It's good basketball teams that obviously have had good regular seasons, and most of the time are teams that have gotten better as the season's gone on, and so it's going to be no different on Tuesday night. They're going to be ready, and they're going to play their best game of the year, and we got to prepare for it and hopefully play our best.
We've had a chance to look a little bit at Southwest Minnesota State, but obviously most of the scouting's yet to come for you. But what's your initial impressions of what Southwest Minnesota State will bring to the table?
They do a good job with their ball screens, and they're pretty unselfish, and they got a lot of guys that can shoot it. Their point guard's really good. He kind of makes them go, shoots the ball well. He can get paint, drive, and kick, and their post guys do a good job. They stretch it. They got bigs that can shoot it. So that's always tough when you're dealing with pick-and-pop situations and mismatches. And they'll spread it out a little bit, and it's just going to be a battle, that's for sure. And we haven't watched a ton of them, obviously, because we've been focused on this. But, you know, it'll be nice to have a day to kind of prepare and get scouting report ready.
How much fun is it to have this region right here at Bearcat Arena?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I think last night, you know, when our guys stepped out there with the crowd and packed house and the energy, I think we played a little tight, you know, and you kind of saw that offensively. And I think we recognized that. Our guys recognized that today. And it was kind of, you know, it was out of their system, relaxed a little bit more, and then just come out with play with energy. And, yeah, the crowd was unbelievable. I mean, it's a great atmosphere here. And they got into it defensively early, you know, key points in the game. And like we said yesterday, I mean, that stuff, that makes a difference when the crowd's into it, and they were great tonight. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll fill her up again on Tuesday night.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thanks, John.
Austin Meyer with us, associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. The final score, Northwest 74, Augustana 53. We've got more coming up on our post game, including the Extra Effort Award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
74-53, the final score. Northwest with the win over Augustana in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament. Along with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, looking at Zach Snyder tonight.
Yeah, Zach stepped up big once again. The senior came out 5 of 12 from three-point range for 15 points on the evening. Also pulled down 4 rebounds. He drew 2 offensive fouls from Augustana in the ballgame as well. Played good defense all night long and once again continues to add on to that record. He is the winningest player in Northwest history. He has 107 victories in his 4 years as a player at Northwest Missouri State and has a huge hand in those as the all-time leading three-point shooter. So hopefully the Bearcats come out, get win number 108 for him on Tuesday and keep it rolling. But another great game for Zach.
And tonight, win 31 on the season.
Win 31. The only other coach to win 31 games in a season here at Northwest was Hank Iba. Did it in 1930 and also in 1931. So Ben McCollum and Northwest entering some rarefied air here in program history and hopefully able to break that record on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, and Hank Iba going on to coach, became Oklahoma State, coach a number of U.S. Olympic teams as well. So, again, going into the record books here with a big win tonight.
I mean, in Oklahoma State, it's Iba Gallagher Arena, right?
That's right.
Maybe eventually we'll have McCollum Pattmire Arena. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but hopefully this run continues. It's been a lot of fun.
74-53, the final Northwest over Augustana. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with prearrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Postgame Show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, 74, the magic number for the two teams that advance on to the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament and NCAA play. Southwest Minnesota State was a 74-70 winner over East Central earlier tonight. And the Bearcats defeat Augustana 74-53 as Northwest advances to that matchup on Tuesday.
Yeah, the Bearcats moving on and a better offensive showing this evening than we saw in the first round, but still shot 45% from the field. you don't want to get too picky, but you've seen them when the Bearcats are really on throughout MIAA play. That number tends to soar, and his press conference there earlier in the evening, Ben McCollum did mention that the team played better, had some open shots that they didn't hit this evening that they will hit on Tuesday night. So if they're clicking like that, it's going to be an uphill battle for Southwest Minnesota State playing here in Maryville.
Take a look at some of the totals out of this one. Northwest 45% from the field for the game, 29% from three-point range, 8 of 27. 10 of 15 at the free throw line, 66.7% from there. Cats out, rebound, Augustana 38-26. And again, this is a stat you talked about at halftime, and Augustana didn't improve upon that in the second half. Only one offensive rebound for the entire game for Augustana.
And you got to give credit to the big guys in there, Brett Doherty and Devontae Mosby, Chris Endow, Ryan Welty as well. Those guys seem to come out on a mission. Throw Zach Schneider in there, too. They made it a point to put body on bodies, hold down every possible defensive rebound, go for every loose ball. They did a great job on the defensive end. Tons of second chances coming in the offensive end as well. So the Bearcats really executed there. And I don't know what about you, but it feels like since even the MIAA tournament started, the Bearcats have been a lot better on the glass.
Oh, they definitely have. Really going back to that, I think, Missouri Southern game, doing a good job on the boards there. And then turnovers in this one tonight, just three turnovers, one in the second half for Northwest, 11 total for Augustana, which is normally a pretty good total, but Bearcats just three turnovers.
Yeah, they were very good once again tonight. Heck, only one turnover in the second half. That came on a shot clock violation that just barely missed knocking down a three-pointer before, but it just stayed in Chris Endow's hands a little bit too long. But, you know, that was one thing in that first-round game. They did not take care of the ball. I believe Justin Pitts had four turnovers himself. He came out tonight, was very efficient throughout the ball game. The Bearcats took care of it, and so a pretty complete game played tonight by Northwest.
Individually, 16 points for Pitts, 5 rebounds to go along with 8 assists to lead the team in scoring. 15 points for Zach Schneider. He is 5 of 12 on 3-point opportunities. 12 points for Chris Ewendale. He had 6 rebounds, a lot of early rebounds to help set the pace for the Cats. Also had a steal and an assist. 11 points for Anthony Woods. Woods was 3 of 5 at the free throw line, also an assist and a steal in this game. Ryan Welty had 8 points, including a 3-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half. And then for Augustana, when you look at their double-figure scores, a couple players with 14 points apiece. Mike Rusak with 14 and 9 rebounds, and then 14 points for Jordan Spencer. Spencer came into this game averaging 16 a contest. He only had 3 assists as well. Normally he has about 8 or 9 assists a game, but just held to 3 assists there tonight, so I think that's another key for Northwest.
One of the best distributors in the nation, whether it was Justin Pitts or Anthony Woods, those are the guys primarily on him all night. They were really all over him, especially in the first half. I don't know how many times it felt like he was almost having to force shots up, and Anthony Woods was still all over him. So going against one of the best point guards in the nation, to be able to hold him and keep him in check like that throughout the ballgame is a good sign, especially knowing you're going up against a very good point guard in Southwest Minnesota State on Tuesday.
And Augustana ends up shooting 38% from the field, 15 of 40, 6 of 13 on threes, and 17 of 20 at the free throw line for 85% from there. So that's the way the totals look out of this one. The main numbers to look at, Northwest 74 and Augustana 53.
Yep, and as long as they keep doing what they're doing tonight, they did feel like they're a little bit more loose and looked like they were embracing the crowd and the expectations, everything coming with it, whereas that first game they're a little bit tense. But if they can play like they did tonight, 2 days from now, you have to feel pretty good about where they're going.
Ought to be a fun matchup on Tuesday night.
It will be. It will be. You know, we've seen Northwest match up with some of those NSIC schools that like to score a lot of points and kind of keep them in check, and it results in some pretty nail-biting games. And I think if that happens, you have to like where Northwest is at, especially playing at home, and just the way they played tonight and executed.
7 o'clock tip-off for the broadcast beginning at 6:40 with our pregame on a Tuesday. Well, Matt Trenton, fun one tonight.
Yes, it was. Hopefully we can copy this one over and not have to go through quite the same dramatics that we had on that first round basketball game. A lot of fun to come out on top, but, man, it's a sinking feeling if you don't. Northwest has felt that the last 3 Sweet 16s in a row. Be nice to pull this one out at home.
All right, sounds good. Again, here's the final score tonight. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team defeats Augustana 74-53 in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament hosted by Northwest Missouri State. They'll face a Southwest Minnesota State team that defeated East Central earlier tonight, 74-70.
The 1 and 2 seeds will square off again Tuesday evening, and we'll have the broadcast again right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to Matt Tritton, also Kayla Morgan for engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.